Guys, Berline here. And today, an amazing day. I have an amazing conversation planned for you with an amazing guest. We will be talking about today's full moon. And I can feel its effects already. But we will talk about that more right after this.
Welcome to Conversations with Roland, where the goal of this show is to learn life secrets through diverse experiences. I am your host, Roland Achenjang.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Conversations with Roland. As always, I am super excited to record these conversations, and today is no different. Today with me is an amazing guest who will be telling us more about today's full moon. And my guest really needs no introduction. This is her third time on Conversations with Roland, and she's amazing. And her name, Wendy Reitz. Wendy, how are you?
Great. Hello, Roland. I'm so glad to be here. We have so much to talk about today with the full moon.
Yes, we do. And I'm laughing because you know stuff anyway. But I'm feeling really, really pumped, super pumped about this conversation. And I can feel it physically, actually. Like, I'm excited to talk about this, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it. This is the new moon in our spring cycle of moon cycles. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, we had the new moon in this cycle, which you can speak more to this, but you call this Mars's compassion. Like, this moon cycle is all about Mars's compassion. And can you speak or just recap a little bit about what that entails for us?
So Mars compassion is all about awakening conscious activity. And Mars plays a role within our consciousness where it's very much instinctual and spontaneity, and it's about doing and experiencing. And so in this moon cycle, we can feel a difference in vibration compared to the last moon cycle. We can feel we're more active. We tend to want to pursue more physical activities and try new things or clean things out that are, and it really has to do with more physical activity. And like Roland, you were talking about, you might feel like you want to do more workouts. You might want to feel more physical, like have that connection. And so it's in this moon cycle, we're not going to feel as guided or as in that dimensional mind. It's very much a more outward focus. And Mars really plays that role of us getting synced with our physicality and using it in productive ways.
Absolutely. I mean, I, for one, and you mentioned this last 2 weeks have really picked up physically working out and sweating a lot.
Yeah.
And then besides that,
there have been an increase in a lot of other physical activities that I'm doing, personal work that I'm doing, taking care of a brand new baby that we just had, and then also starting other businesses, including this regular conversations that you and I are now holding. So, yeah. You know, during the new moon, you also mentioned that this physical activity doesn't need to be strenuous in a sense. It doesn't necessarily have to be you working out. You even talked about reading new books.
Definitely.
And stuff like that as well.
Yes, I actually have 5 books going on at the same time. And every day, you know, it's like, oh, I'm supposed to read this book. Oh, I'm supposed to read that book, you know. So, and I had a class not too long ago, and that's what I was telling people. Is there like because everybody wants to do things sequentially, and with Mars's compassion, it's very much about more spontaneity and to listen instinctually. So you have instincts compared to knowing or intuition or inspiration. And so this is a very instinctual moon cycle, and to just be open to things changing fast, you know, like going from book to book, instead of having that, you know, beautiful linear, well, I'm going to read this book to the end. It's like you're supposed to have multiple inputs going on. So that's another example of awakening conscious activity.
Beautiful. So just a random story that popped into my mind about the spontaneity of this moon cycle. About a week ago, I wanted to take my spouse out just to celebrate, kind of both of us having to burn the candle at both ends lately, right? And the spontaneous decision for me was for us to go to a French restaurant. And I have been in the United States for, you know, over 20 years, and I've been to all kinds of restaurants from different, you know, countries, etc., but never to a French one. And while I was looking for a place for us to go, I found other ones that I thought, oh, this would be nice to go, but they were not unique in that I'd never been there before. And then I thought, no, let's go somewhere we've really never been. And the fact that I picked this French restaurant was, that was a spontaneous decision too. It came to me in the moment while I was looking for a place for us to go. And so when you talked about this spontaneity, and I thought, that's something I did over the last 2 weeks that was, it was pretty spontaneous, and it was worth it. It was pretty great.
Yeah. And that's a great example, because yeah, it's like you kind of start down a road that you're familiar with, but then all of a sudden something becomes presented that's like to just jump on and not think about too much. And so that's what I keep kind of promoting is don't think so much this moon cycle. Just do.
Yeah.
Just do.
We're not promoting Nike here, but I guess they say just do it. So just what was even neat is after I left that restaurant, I came and the next day I tried to cook the same food, which was, I was like, oh, that was a nice way they cooked it. Let me try that technique here locally. Didn't turn out as good, but still edible. Yeah.
But so Roland, it's really about like you experiencing that new French food. You learn something about yourself when you're doing mm-hmm. the new experience, because that's what experience is all about.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. I did. So, you know, one thing that you mentioned with the last new moon, and you can please recap this again, is that in the 2 weeks up until today, when we're now in the full moon, we're getting all these spontaneous ideas that we could maybe partake in, decide to, or say, no, we'll shift that for another day. So today, now that we are in the full moon, what's going to be different? What changes now?
Well, okay, so we just went through the creative impulse of this moon cycle, where that is outward building. So if you think of a plant, it burst through the topsoil and it started to grow very intensely. And during that growth, it builds strength and it has to build resistance, you know, resilience to the outer elements. And so there's a period of intense action, and then there's a period of kind of overcoming. And that's what we've just gone through. The first moon week was about developing potentials, concepts, and ideas for new activities. And this second moon week, the first quarter moon week, is all about the growth of those, where they become birthed into our reality as new experiences. So one of the things that was birthed into your reality was a new restaurant, a new food. That's totally birthed into your reality. And so at the new moon, we have developed a new experience of ourself, because we've been introduced to new concept ideas, and those have been brought into our reality. And so we are experiencing ourselves in a new way. And the term that we use for experiencing ourselves in a new way is a new self-expression. So the full moon is all about this new self-expression that's coming through. So, and the full moon is about the fulfillment of that expression. Like it's come to its peak. And then the second half of the moon cycle, we will be assimilating that new self-expression.
Okay. So at this point now, today is an opportunity for us to fully realize that we are somebody new. And we may have had, or not we may have had, we've definitely gotten to know ourselves in a new way. We may have developed a new skill. And then the rest of the moon cycle, so over the next 2 weeks, would be when we would get that opportunity to express that in the things that we're doing. Is this how you explain it?
So there's two words to keep in mind with the moon cycle. You have a new self-expression, and then you have a new self-realization. So the first half of the moon cycle, we've just built a new self-expression. And it's more of a experience, a new, we're experiencing ourselves in a new way. So the second half of the moon cycle is when we take that experience and it becomes incorporated into our mental construct as a realization, as a belief, as a sustained idea. So what's going to happen in the second half of this moon cycle is this moon cycle is about Mars, and it's also about self-compassion. So this new self-expression has those two elements to it very prominently. So what we're going to do in this next moon week, the full moon week, is we're going to interact with different people. And what happens when we interact with different people, they bring forward this new self-expression that we can demonstrate. So we're going to have all kinds of opportunities where we actually do it with others. And that is a really fun time, because a lot of times we're presented with new relationships that are kind of out of the blue, like talking to someone in the grocery store. And somehow something comes up, and all of a sudden you have these new words come out of your mouth, and you're like, wow, why did I say that? But those new spontaneous words are the aspect of your new self-expression. And okay. So they want to come forward, and it's like you want to actually demonstrate it in a relationship. Because what happens is that solidifies it. It becomes real. It becomes part of your relationship with others and the world and the universe then.
Yeah, I really like the way you differentiated the each two-week cycle of a moon cycle from self-expression to self-realization.
Yes.
And you said after the full moon, so starting today up until the end of this moon cycle, things become, you use the word real, and that's kind of a word, real in realization, so self-realization. So it becomes pretty real there for you. Mm-hmm. And the thing that pops in my mind now would be, so after I ate at that French restaurant, I came home and the very next day I attempted the cuisine like I talked about, right? And it was my first attempt. It was still pretty good. We ate it, but it wasn't like the chef at the restaurant. Yeah. So of course it wasn't, you know? But it was nice that after I had that inspiration. And then going forward, I can attempt to, you know, mimic that again for somebody else or different family members or friends who come over, for instance, and say, hey, look at this new technique that I kind of learned about after going to a French restaurant, and I'm cooking that for you. And then I can realize that, oh, okay, I do know how to use this technique as a method to cook. Is this kind of the progression you see with a moon cycle? Is that what you're thinking when you talk about self-expression and self-realization?
Yes, exactly. I love this, that you have such a perfect example, Roland. I mean, this helps everyone so much in understanding it. Okay, so you've introduced this whole new aspect to yourself, and you actually physically did it on your own. You were introduced to it, and then you did it. So it becomes an integral part of your expression. So when you go into the second half of the moon cycle, it's like that will develop on a more vibrational level, and it will be incorporated into your mental construct. Like you're going to also demonstrate it. And exactly what you said is when you demonstrate it with other people, they expand their definition of you. They start to know you in a more expanded way.
That makes sense. Okay. One other thing that you mentioned in our last conversation when we introduced this moon cycle 2 weeks ago was the idea that this moon cycle would affect our relationship with the planet because it touched on the Earth Gateway Chakra. Okay. So can we touch on that more now over the last 2 weeks? And since examples are working really well, I'm going to throw one out. In the second week, in the second week of this new moon cycle, I came across a friend of mine who I grew up in back in Cameroon, who is working on a very cool project. So he has figured out a way to recycle plastic into house tiles, into tiles that you can use into your house.
Oh.
And he entered a competition where he could pitch the idea and get funding for, extra funding for, in order to expand that business. And this happened during the second week, right? And I thought, oh, this is something that resonated with me on multiple levels. One, recycling the plastic kind of reinforced my relationship with planet Earth in a way. Yes. To, you know, to say, hey, let's take care of you because, of course, you are our home. Mm-hmm. But what was interesting is that I'd always heard, I mean, I'm very familiar with recycling, but it was never something I was super excited about, you know, as, yeah, we can recycle. But all of a sudden now I thought, oh, this is cool. I have somebody who less than 1 degree of separation between us, very close to, we grew up together, and he's working on this project. And I felt very inclined now to assist him, either financially or some way. And I began to ask him questions about his business and his work. And he has a very good portfolio of examples of tiles that he has created by recycling specific plastics back home. But I just thought it was interesting because I would have never thought of that connection if we didn't have our first conversation on the moon cycle about the Earth mm-hmm. Gateway. And so I laughed when I was texting him. But can you speak to that aspect of the Earth Gateway's chakra and its effects, or how this new full moon is going to affect it? I just went on a rant there, but
that's awesome though. But yeah. it's so instrumental when we have an example like that, because otherwise it's just kind of theory mm-hmm. or philosophy in a way, but it's always about bringing the practical into it so that we get such a better understanding, such a clear, you know, practical aspect of it. So this is a great example of how two realities kind of merge together, like your reality and his reality came together in this last first quarter moon week. Mm-hmm. And that all has about activities. And it also, since this is Mars and it's also the Earth Gateway, we're much more conscientious during this moon cycle about Earth and taking care of her and our relationship. So this Earth Gateway chakra that's associated with this moon cycle, it's very prominent in what happens during this moon cycle. So it's trying to unfold within us. It's trying to open up in a more expanded way. And if you really think about it, I just talked about a new expression that we're all going to have, that we're experiencing ourselves in a new way. This chakra is opening up, and that has a huge influence on how we're experiencing ourselves in a new way. And so they're totally interconnected. And so in your particular situation, your reality, Roland, he brought a new awareness to you with recycling and introduced that to you. And it merged into your reality. So your new self-expression has that little accent to it in that way.
Most definitely it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it links to, you know, essentially like this existential chakra that you speak about. And by existential, we talked about this earlier. So by existential, you just mean beyond the physical.
Yes.
And this would be a good time for you to discuss the 12 chakras that you work with. And I'll have a graphic up that shows the 12 chakras. But I would like for you, if you can, just discuss not all 12, maybe the last chakra we worked with, just so that there's some continuity on how mm-hmm. they work and how every moon cycle basically works with an individual chakra.
Okay, so let me kind of start at the beginning with what everybody is already familiar with. We're very familiar with the seven chakras mm-hmm. that have to do with the physical experience. But what there is that creates this physical experience are these dimensional, sacred geometry, energetic shapes that are surrounding us, or we can bring our awareness to this dimensional field of sacred geometry that's always available to us. And these sacred geometry shapes, they actually create our human experience. They inform it. And so the seven chakras is the actual experience, but the sacred geometry shapes and those chakras related to those, they inform that to happen. And so there's three basic shapes, which is the octahedron, the star tetrahedron, and the isosa-dodecahedron. And when Roland puts up this diagram, these existential chakras are beyond, below the root chakra, and they're also above the crown chakra. And so they have a relationship with each one of those sacred geometry shapes. So in our last moon cycle, it was the top point on the isosa-dodecahedron, which is the outer shape. And then this moon cycle is the bottom point on the isosa-dodecahedron. They're both gateways that inform, they interconnect us to the universe in a dimensional way. So that's why people talk about how we're existential. We are dimensional beings. And this is where that awareness comes from, is that we have these vibrational connections, these chakras that go beyond our physicalness. And so the moon cycles during a year, each moon cycle works with or is associated with a chakra. And it's not just the seven chakras, it's all 12. And because there's 12 moon cycles, that goes together nicely. Some years, there's 13 new moons. So in those years, a chakra is more intense because you go through two moon cycles in the same celestial space. Yeah. And so for some, you know, that has a lot more to do with a more broader holographic perspective of why that's happening.
Yeah. No, thank you so much for that explanation, Wendy. One question that comes to mind about these chakras and how every moon cycle affects them is this. Since there are 12 total chakras that you work with, and we have 12 moon cycles, just like the zodiac signs where just because this current moon cycle we're in would be sort of affected by Mars, which is the traditional ruler of Aries, we discussed in the new moon video that, yes, it's going to affect you if you're in Aries, but it's also going to affect everybody. Mm-hmm. And so even though this particular chakra being affected by this moon cycle is the Earth Gateway chakra, are the other ones also affected?
Okay, let me make sure I understand your question. Your question is, we're gonna open up and work with the gateway chakra, but are we also doing that with the other chakras?
Yes, are the other chakras also affected?
Oh, yeah, because everything's interconnected. Okay. This, like what I tell people is, you know, this celestial space that this new moon is in just makes certain aspects of our consciousness more prominent. It brings it to the forefront. And it's like the aspect of ourself that has more potential growth of happening during this cycle. And so those other chakras are always in play. And depending on your dynamics of your consciousness, you know, some of those are more prominent, some of those you're always working with, and some of those, you know, are very much included in what this growth is, just depending on the dynamics of your consciousness.
Absolutely. No, that makes sense to me. And part of the reason why I asked was also to clarify and also to help anyone listening not end up in a box like I did way back when, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, it's an Aries moon cycle, so I got nothing to do with this one. let me sit out.
No, yeah. I think the main thing to really remember is that every year we go through opening up and developing a deeper relationship with every aspect of consciousness, which is every planetary influence. You know, those are every single one of those is a huge part of us vibrationally.
Yeah. Wow. We're talking about the full moon today. And right at the beginning of this video, I definitely alluded to it if anyone picked up on it or not, but there's really a sense of very intense physicalness with this full moon for me. I don't know if you want to speak to that some more, or at least let people know that it's normal during this time.
Oh yeah. I get a lot of people saying, why am I all of a sudden doing all this around the house? Like I'm fixing everything. All of a sudden I feel like it's no big deal to fix things.
Yeah, spring
and
clean.
I'm like, yeah, that's exactly, Mars loves that. I mean, that's exactly what Mars is. Go do it. Why haven't you done it? It's time to get going on it. You know, those kinds of things. Another really great thing to hold in mind, especially with the second half, we're going to go through the full moon week and the third quarter week, is that you're developing a new relationship with yourself on a physical, in a physical way. So it's much about, you know, kind of pushing yourself to jump into things, but also having that beautiful awareness of, you know, not going too far. And where is the balance? Because that's a huge learning potential in this moon cycle. You know, how much do I want to fix things? Or what, you know, do you just expel yourself to the point of just being burnt out? Or can you find that beautiful balance between physicalness and then inner understanding of yourself? So, you know, it's and that's what Mars really plays with, is that balance, that relationship that we have.
You know, Wendy, that is a very good explanation of the compassion part of this moon cycle,
yes.
I think. I wanted to ask that, and I'm glad you essentially touched on it by saying, don't overexert yourself.
Mm-hmm.
In thinking about the compassion, I've also used that as an excuse to splurge and spoil myself. Going to the French restaurant was one example. I mean, it was spontaneous, but it was also compassionate. And I came up with like, hey, I've been burning the candle at both ends. My wife has been doing the same. Let me take you out for it. I deserve this for some reason, whatever the reason may be. And I think that that's important, especially because at the end of this moon cycle, we're moving into the next one where this compassion now expands beyond just us. We're now taking mm-hmm. what we've learned from us. At least my understanding is that we take what we've learned and then kind of expand that to our other selves, essentially. A little more.
So what happens is we have a new self-realization at the end of this moon cycle, and that changes our understanding of ourselves. Like you said before, our definition of ourselves, like who we are. So we've just expanded that. And then what happens is we take that and we build on that again. And that's very much how growth works with consciousness. You know, you have this new self-realization, then you take that self-realization and you expand it even more in another way. And the next moon cycle is Venus's compassion. And so that's about relationships with others and compassion with others.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that'll be great when we get there. Let's not jump ahead. Let's find time to express more compassion for ourselves during this moon cycle. But mm-hmm. I think we've covered everything to expect. You know, we've talked about the physicalness mm-hmm. of this moon cycle, especially starting now where it's fully expressed in the full moon, and then how real this is going to become over the next 2 weeks, to the point that at the end of it, we have a new self-realization. I mean, I love the way you explained that. We talked about the Earth Gateway,
mm-hmm.
which would be, I gave the example of how over the last 2 weeks that came into focus for me, right? So it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds over the next 2 weeks again. And then even at least over this next year, you know, until all moon cycles mm-hmm. are completed.
There's one more thing. Maybe I'd like to kind of just do a slight overview of the third quarter moon week. Because yes. that moon week, we go through a reorientation where we feel a little funky at the beginning, like at the third quarter, where our mental construct is actually shifting. And we're allowing this new self-expression to take hold within our consciousness. So during those few days right after the third quarter, people are always like, why do I feel so strange? Why isn't my mind focused? You know, it's because we're opening it up. It's restructuring and we're releasing old ideas about ourselves. So the new self-expression can come in and then it all integrates. And then by the next new moon, we have that new self-realization. So there's a period of the reorientation period makes you feel a little funky. And that is going to take, you know, self-compassion also.
Okay. And I believe this will start on May 3rd. I just want to throw that out there. Yes. And that's when that third quarter starts. So that entire week, we're going through sort of a rearrangement.
Yes. Well, and you'll find that you end up releasing things during that week.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just thoughts. Sometimes it's belief. Sometimes it's very practical, you know, practical things. Sometimes the release is forced, like you might crash your bicycle. Or
I shouldn't laugh.
Things like that. Or or like you drop your favorite teapot. It's like, I was supposed to release that.
That's good.
You know, so.
That provides a new perspective on the events that happen in our life that we may think are pointless. It's like, there's something to this. I like that. Yeah.
When something unusual happens like that. I always step back and say, okay, what phase or what part of the moon cycle am I in? Because that always is very informing of why that might have happened. And so it brings such clarity to what we always consider confusing random events.
See, that's why I like you, Wendy. This would be a good time to remind folks to get your book, The Me, We, and Us Moon Vibes Planner. I've been using it and I thoroughly enjoy it. Absolutely do. It helps. It helps keep the information that you're getting, the experiences that you're having kind of in check with the with the weeks of the moon cycle. But we're right at the end here. Guys, you know how to connect with Wendy, mewayandus.org. She's a wealth of information. I encourage you to certainly connect with her. And after the third week, if you're feeling like, oh my goodness, what the heck is going on? Connect with me and we'll meditate together. I'm all about meditating. It'll help you integrate this new information for sure. But Wendy, as always, thank you so much. Any parting words?
Just thank you, Roland. It's so fun to share these new moon and full moons with you. And, get that information out there. I love it.
Absolutely. All right, guys, until next time, create an amazing day.